Today, right now on VFN TV, we have a VFN KB success secret about a millennial how not to do a job interview. Also, we're going to go to our borders and find out how technology is helping keep our borders safe, including the president, President Trump being on the borders. And finally, we're going to go to an interview with Bill Gates, with the particular person who's interviewing him, is trying to get him to be pessimistic about America, but he's optimistic about America, about the world, about the future, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. And of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
I tell you what, you know, things are changing so rapidly.
Yeah, they are.
And first, we want to say thank you for joining us. You know, we like to think about, you know, we're building community here. We're building, you know, family, and that, you know, things are changing so much, John, that we can think old ways and be left behind in what's taking place. I mean, there's so, well, there used to be like one channel, five channels, six channels to get information, and now it's outside of television altogether.
That's right.
Broadcast television, yes, but, you know, cable and over the internet and all these different ways to get, it's so much information, John, that if someone doesn't get connected to a source they can trust, they're just information overload. You know, some people are
and they'll check out.
Yes.
And so they will be, you know, that's not ill-informed.
That's not good. It's like burying your head in the sand. And that's the goal of this is, you know, it was Daniel where it says in the last days information would double and triple, and, you know, things that go through our life, the information in a day's time. You know, our great-great-grandparents didn't have in a lifetime so much, that much information is coming at us. And so you can't take it all in, but you got to get connected. And that's why we say it's so encouraging to us that we're, you know, we're connected and that we're community and that, you know, we're going to walk this thing out together. And we believe that us together, you know, with the whole VFN KB family and tribe, that, you know, we can do some major things impacting societies, cultures,
absolutely,
and nations. Right?
And it's important for us to share a biblical perspective to today's news, current events, and the things that are happening. A lot of things out there are very opinionated, and they probably don't agree with your values. And so this tribe that we're building, this family, is so important. And we love hearing from you. And you stop us, and you comment, and you write to us. Please continue, because it's so encouraging.
It really is. As a matter of fact, we're going to start with a VFNKB success secret.
Okay.
Literally, God is in to your success. John, can you introduce us?
Yes. Listen, we have a special interview with a millennial, and this is kind of what not to do to get the job. But, you know, you can learn from this.
So it's like a sneak peek at an interview.
Sneak peek.
How
not to land a job.
All right.
Take a look.
Amy, it says you are trained in technology. That's very good. Are you adept at Excel?
No.
PowerPoint?
No.
Publisher?
Not really.
Exactly in what area of technology are you proficient?
Snapchat, Pinterest, Instagram, Vine, Twitter, you know, the big ones.
I'm surprised you didn't say Facebook.
That's for old people, like my parents. That's funny.
Well, Amy, when you're working for me, you have to have those kind of research skills, because I'll send you things for you to comb through and get the answers and send them to me. So for that, you've got to be really good at technology.
For stuff like that, no problem. I'll just ask Siri.
You'll just ask Siri?
You know, Siri tell me this, Siri find me that. We're all good getting you the answers.
Tell Siri I want you ready to go at 8 sharp each and every morning.
I don't understand.
What don't you understand?
What you just said.
You don't understand be ready to go?
No. You said 8, right?
Yes.
8, like in the morning, 8?
Yes, in the morning.
Yeah, that kind of doesn't work for me. Who gets up at 8?
I do.
I Skype with my French boyfriend in Paris until like 3 in the morning. I don't even get to Starbucks until like 10, where I order my grande chai tea latte, 3 pumps, skim milk, light water, 2% foam, extra hot, but not too hot. So if it's okay, I work best in the morning at 10:45.
Wow. Amy, I don't think we're going to be a good fit.
Why are you so negative? I can sense your hostilities, and right now I am not feeling very safe. I've been here for over 5 minutes, and the only nice thing you have said to me was nice resume, which I typed all night for this meeting with you. You've given me no guidance, no validation, no encouragement, no supervision. Is there an HR director somewhere?
HR director?
Yes, I need to speak to someone. I may have to take off today as a mental health day.
Take today off? Amy, look at me. You don't work here.
Are you firing me?
Okay, yes.
Are you firing me? You think that's, I remember, you know, in my company where I had to do job interviews,
yeah.
And it was amazing. This is prior to the social media and things that are happening today, but you're looking at what's been created by our college campuses, how they're creating safe spaces and saying that nobody should actually confront you. And
Entitlement.
And the thing about it is the person who you're getting an interview from, they're going to want you to be interested in them, not yourself.
Exactly.
And obviously
in
she was
the business.
She was into herself.
Sure.
And having a great time with her cafe latte, 2% frappo, 2-pump pumpkin thing.
Yeah. We laugh, but this is so true. I remember conducting some interviews, and it's like I looked at the person, and it's not about the type of clothes, but at least you want to iron the shirt, doesn't look like you slept in it. It's like,
or take your sunglasses off.
Yeah.
Take your sunglasses off. I remember talking to someone like, can you take your sunglasses off during this interview? Another one, I was talking to this grown man, right?
Yes.
I said, well, who is that waiting outside? He said, that's my mother.
No.
Your mother drove me this interview. I mean, which is good if you got the interview, but it was just amazing when you saw.
Yeah.
So we've been raised in a culture recently and for quite some time that you deserve a job.
Right.
You know, it's
not just a job, but we need a certain pay with the job.
I think it came with the McDonald's thing. You deserve a break today. You deserve
like
a job
that.
Today.
Have it your way.
Have it your way. Yeah. And the reality is, if you're running your company, you want that person to be interested in your company, in your vision, in your direction. As a matter of fact, John, what are some of the pointers you think? Okay, that's way not to do
to.
An interview.
Okay. Well, the
don't even bring
thing,
your phone in, right?
Oh, please leave it in the car. Not on vibrate, because people like to put it on vibrate. Put it in the car.
Yeah.
Right?
Don't look at it. Don't check at it.
You're unavailable during this interview.
Yes.
Okay?
The world will make it. Right?
It will make it, and you can get all your notifications later. Okay.
Right.
But the second thing you can do, and actually tell your employer, is, I am dependable. And I will, you know, arrive at work on time.
That's an amazing concept, right? Like you say, like, I'll be here, and then they show up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
amazing.
Then the next day they show up as well.
On time.
On time. It's an amazing thing.
I remember
one particular business where, you know, they had a clock. You clock in and clock out. And people would stand around the clock, like four or five people would stand around the clock before they clocked out. Well, if you added up all the money that the company was paying for them to stare at the clock, to clock out, it was thousands of dollars.
Absolutely. I know a Fortune 100 company right now, these folks get paid very good salary, and one of the number one reasons I was just told that they have to let people go is because they can't show up to work on time.
Right.
It's like, this is not a good recipe for success.
And a lot of times, probably you are in all that social media stuff in the middle of the night, you gotta say no to that stuff, turn it off, separate yourself from that, and get rest and get sleep.
Absolutely.
You really need, most people need around 7 to 8 hours because your brain reboots at that point.
Yeah.
People are walking around in constant stress. Talk about emotional intelligence you need to
bring. This is important. You need to have emotional intelligence, and we're going to define that for you. It's defined as the capacity to be aware of and control and express one's emotions and to handle interpersonal relationships judiciously and empathetically. It's important for your personal success and your professional success. You have to have it together where your emotions are not all over the place. It's not probably a good idea to share with your boss or your colleagues what's happening in your personal life at home. Like, everything's falling apart.
Because it's your employer, not your parent or a
or
family
member.
Or your counselor, or your minister. They expect you to have a life and do these things in your life. But when you come to work, expect you to do the job.
They actually expect you to work?
And do it well.
And with a smile on your face,
I want to encourage you right now. We are joking around, but seriously, you know, you can look around and you can think, nobody's doing it well. Why should I do it well? This is why you should do it well. First of all, as a believer, Ephesians chapter 6, the Lord says, work under as unto the Lord to your boss. And so no matter what other people are doing, you should do your job really well. Yeah. And God will, if your boss doesn't reward you, God will reward you for that. Also, the fact is that you will stand out if you do your job. So if everybody's not doing their job and you're doing your job and you're not criticizing them, you're just doing the job, that then actually, you know, you're going to stand out in a positive way. Third, you know, Jesus tells us when somebody asks you to do something, do it plus double it.
Yeah.
So if they ask you to get one cup of coffee,
get
two cups of coffee for someone. He says, they ask you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles. And we're supposed to stand out like that. And if man doesn't reward you, understand God will reward you for doing that. And when you show up to an interview, realize they're interviewing you because they possibly are looking at you to be working for their company. So you got to learn about the company, look for a vision of the company.
Go to a website, get the vision statement down, and you probably score some big points with that because you're understanding what they're all about. Have some questions for them as well. Know what's coming in their pipeline future.
So we're just going to go to a break, but listen, we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts about this millennial interview? Is it not funny? But also talk about, you know, what are some key points that you would want somebody to be interviewing at your business? Comment below, email us, write us. We'd love hearing from you. John, what's next?
When we get back from this break, we're going to go straight to the borders. Yes, how technology and Border Patrol are teaming together to keep America safe. You don't want to miss it. So important. Join us. We get right back.
We'll be right back.
Why you see that changing?
Because it's time. You know the difference between you and these people? They're cowards. And you ain't.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button, doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Listen, it is so important, John, when you think about a fish aquarium without walls around it. You know, it holds the water in there and the fish can swim around, right?
Yeah.
And if, it's ridiculous to think you can have an aquarium, you can actually have a fish aquarium without an aquarium, right? Because the water would just spill out all over the face of the earth, right? Well, that's what our borders are. You know, a nation without borders is not a nation. And our president has stepped up the game in regard to President Trump about protecting our borders. Of course, allowing, you know, awesome immigration to come across those borders legally.
Yeah.
But so they're investing deeply now to be able to protect our borders. And I remember where we had a segment on where one of the border officers said, in the previous administration, when somebody because they were coming across the border from Mexico to America, and so the Border Patrol officer, the driver of the truck asked the Border Patrol officer, "Do you want to see my papers?" And he said,
"What's the point?
What's the point? Just come on in." I mean, so many people are just flooding into our borders. Well, technology.
One of the most important jobs of a president is to keep the Americans safe. That's one of their main jobs.
Main jobs is to protect the border.
So we want him to be about that, the president, and they're doing an amazing job with this technology, partnering technology with the human element.
As a matter of fact, take a look now.
For example, the U.S. Border Patrol uses these aerostats, small blimp-like devices with day and night vision cameras to cut the illegal drug flow. Tech isn't always better, however. Case in point, underground sensors. Trying to check out each triggered sensor over bad roads can take hours. And by the time Border Patrol arrives, the illegal immigrant is often long gone.
You guys can see it's not the easiest terrain to walk through, especially if you're walking through here at night.
That's why agents also use good old-fashioned horsepower to keep watch. And testing is currently underway on a fleet of personal drones, giving agents an eye in the sky where they are currently blind. It's happening over an 80-mile stretch of cactus, mesquite, and brush in the West Arizona desert where there's no fence at all. A drone closes the gap by confirming whether a sensor was hit by a person or an animal. It also indicates how many illegal immigrants are in a group and whether they're armed.
I'm going to do a boat infill on the BAF. We're going to come over here around, skirt around this area, get into right near the marina, and we're going to infill right near this gate.
Digital technology in the form of an app also helps the department shrink the playing field.
It allows our agents to both receive and give real-time information that can be video, that can be still pictures, that can be instant messaging and chat.
Every phone carries an electronic signature identifying each agent with a color or icon.
Every phone carries an identifier that identifies that officer and has been on a field. It's amazing what's taking place. This new thing that's here, it's rapidly coming. It's changing as we know it.
And it's good because it's keeping, you know, the bad people with bad things in their hearts coming over to the nation. It's not about keeping good people away.
Right.
People don't realize that the drugs and the human trafficking and all the things that comes into our country. Kamal Saleem in our program said over 450,000 radical jihadists have entered our country. And this was some time back. Terrorists.
Yes.
We need to put an end to this.
Well, and the president's working on it. He's trying to, you know, pray that the Congress will wake up and get behind him to fund what's going on. As a matter of fact, this is President Trump going out to inspect our borders and talk to our Border Patrol officers. Take a look. Is that not awesome? Is that not awesome? And you're seeing, you know, that's, if you look at the Constitution, it says we shall elect a president, elect a Congress, etc. And it says in the Constitution that the job of the President of the United States is to protect the borders of America. He can actually declare anything that he feels necessary to be able to make sure that we're safe. And he's right on top of it. He's doing, as a matter of fact, he's actually the only one that's ever ran for office that's kept his word, reportedly. And going beyond.
Over-delivered. In fact, I think the Border Patrol has never endorsed a candidate before. It's the first time they've endorsed a candidate in President Trump.
Their life has been in danger. I mean, what has been going on? I know that I applied years ago. I was in law enforcement for the Border Patrol. Thank God to get that job. It's a unique position, and they're protecting us. We should protect them.
Yes.
And the president's getting behind them, supporting them. I want to ask your question. Ask you a question right now, as part of our community, because we want you to send us a message, comment below. What are your thoughts about a president's job? And look at the Constitution. You'll see it as a related link, actually, in the VFN Torch, where the Constitution says very specifically, whoever the president is, they're supposed to protect American borders, make sure they're good and they're firm. So we want to hear from you. We want to hear your comments. Write to us. Let us know. John, what's
next? When we get right back from this break, we're going to hear from Bill Gates, second wealthiest man in the world, on why he is optimistic about America under Trump, despite the pessimism of the reporter. Yeah. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Today, I would like to talk on the word consistency. It was sent in by Yvonne Donaldson from Sydney, Nebraska. Yvonne is a financial coach. I've often said that the bookends of success, the front end, is initiative, the ability to start something, and the back end of success is the ability to close it, to finish it. But in between those two bookends of success, consistency is essential. You and I both know people, they're brilliant, but they're not consistent. They're creative, but they're not consistent. Now, what happens when we lack consistency? Well, we're not dependable. Leadership has to always be dependable. Leaders always have to be there. Leaders have to be that solid rock in which people can stand. And here's what I know. You don't have to be brilliant to be consistent. You don't have to be creative to be consistent. But you have to be disciplined. And leaders are always aware that every day people depend upon them. And so therefore, consistency is essential to a leader's life.
If you don't have a plan to abide with the Lord, we have one for you. Mm-hmm. Because it'll just begin to just revitalize your prayer life. And you'll find that not only are you talking to God, but you're dialoguing with the Lord and having this documented conversation. We have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org. It's a free plan. You can request it today, and it's amazing how your life will, you'll just have peace in your life. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing when we do what God says and operate in the context of how he says do things. It's not as complicated as religion's made it out to be. And children are abiding with the Lord. Mm-hmm. I know as adults, we should be able to do that.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is an interview with Bill Gates, and he's so optimistic about America, about the future, about the world. But this particular interviewer that's interviewing him is so negative. He's trying to get him to be pessimistic about the future. And he's just dead set on, like, it's actually good. It's for Reed. He's like, hero from CNN. In his interview, this is the question that he's asking, the first question that Bill Gates has asked. He goes, yes, I get that over the long span, I know that the standard of living is up and life expectancy is up. I
mean, like, that's a, you know, like the bad's a bad thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
let's
yeah,
get
yeah.
past the bad, yeah.
But a lot of people, which nobody defines, how many people work at CNN, right?
Right.
But a lot of people are concerned that we're going through a very dark age. No, that was previous administration.
Right.
Very dark age, you know, phase right now, politically speaking, he's talking about. And he says, you know, what do you think about this? Take a look.
Well, the good news is that our expectations to have less violence in the world, to treat people fairly, to treat gay people equally, our standards keep going up. And so our disappointment that we fall short of those standards is helpful. It drives us to take the remaining work and be serious about it. But no, I don't think, despite the current trends, that we're going to have, you know, world wars or a complete breakdown of the trade system.
This interviewer was so disappointed to find out that he felt optimistic about everything. And he's talking to him. I know we have a lot of time. We go right here to this next particular segment where he's being asked the question. He keeps on trying to just nudge him and push him, like, be pessimistic, say something negative. So he says, what do you think about America First? You know, what do you think about President Trump's America First policy? Check it out.
Well, America First, if you view it very narrowly, would say, you know, we should leave NATO. We should drop foreign aid to zero. We should get out of the United Nations. But then all these global problems, whether it's instability or pandemics or economic alignment that allows our exports to work well, the U.S. will be worse off. But that's the debate we're having now, that when we say, you know, it's good to help Africa, you have to prove that eventually benefits Americans.
Well, the president said over and over again, America First is not America only. But it's the fact is that, you know, your own house, you got to take care of your own house before you can take care of the community.
And he's encouraged other world leaders, saying you need to be about your country first. That's why the people elected you the president or prime minister in your nation.
Right. And so he's not saying America only, but he's saying, listen, right now our borders are porous, our military is weak, all these different things.
And he's the economy, trade,
yeah.
all that.
And so he's balancing that out. And what's wrong when somebody's balancing that out? It's a very good thing. And countries, though, as a matter of fact, I remember we were watching an interview, we don't have a lot of time, an interview with the American Express CEO, and he was...
Oh, Kenneth Chenault.
Yeah, he was talking about, it's all good, everything's going great. And it's just amazing. He's like, this guy was trying to make Bill feel negative. He asked him the question right here. He says, what do you think about the current climate change policies under President Trump? And he's kind of like just egging Bill on, trying to say something negative. Let's see what he had to say.
Well, climate change... Remember, my optimism is not that we can just sit back and things will take care of themselves. My optimism is based on the fact that, you know, particularly those who are successful will put their time and resources into taking problems that in the case of climate change, the big negative is far out, that today they'll fund the research and the policies, so we'll get serious about this. It was a setback to have the U.S. withdraw from the Paris Climate Accords. A lot of the R&D recommendations for the Department of Energy wouldn't fund some of the advances that I think are important. But I still believe that the world at large will come up with innovations that will let us decarbonize the energy and transport sectors. Now, we need a lot of innovation in these next 20 years because it takes a long time between when you invent something and it gets fully deployed in those systems.
It's technology. Bill's saying the answer is technology. It's happening as we speak. We saw 10 years ago that the leading industries were the energy industries.
2006,
and 10 years later, it's top technology, the Alphabet company, Netflix,
Google, all these different companies.
And
Apple.
Technology is, you're looking at Elon Musk with SpaceX. That's his missiles being launched off your launching pads.
Yeah. And that he paid for company's money.
And so what you're saying is the private sector, where Bill's, we're getting from it, he said, listen, we're all going to work this out. It's going to happen through technology. It takes a while to integrate. He's not turning to any particular government to solve it. What the president's doing, he's saying, listen, let's just invest in the people. Let's do this thing together. And it looks like it's exactly
innovation
what's going on.
And freedom is going to work together, and they're going to come up with a plan.
Totally that. Listen, there's so much more about this. We're not going to have time to be able to share it with you. But understand, be optimistic. You know, this is what he's in a previous interview. He's saying specifically that, Bill Gates is saying poverty's down. The death rate is down, that we're going to live longer, and the population is going to increase, and things are great, and the economy's good. And it just don't believe the naysayers, the people that are speaking the things that are not true. We're being blessed across the world right now and across America. And we need to stand in support of our leaders, pray for our nation. And God is shifting. God said specifically that this particular presidency, through Kim Clement prophetically, that God was going to give him some wisdom that's going to shift the economy. Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, the same thing, that God would give this man wisdom that would bring economy in such a way that would pay off our debt and bless us. And it's happening right before us. I want to pray for you right now. I got to go. Father God, we love you. We thank you. We just pray for our community. We bless you. We bless you in Jesus' name. We just declare and decree that abortion has ended, that revival is here, and third great awakening is here. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Pat, isn't abiding with the Lord just an awesome thing to be able to do?
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful.
I mean, talk to us, man. How has that affected your life?
Well, it's just changed it. I mean, for years, I struggled with that, spending time with God in regards to, hearing his voice. But when God introduced me to abiding and, and journaling and hearing what he's saying and writing it down, it's been life transforming. I mean, I can hear him clearly. And it's beautiful, and it's just a wonderful thing.
It's so cool, isn't it, to know that you're hearing the voice of God?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
He says that his sheep will hear his voice and follow none other.
That's right.
That's so important, isn't it?
It's just amazing, and he knows exactly what you're going through at that particular time in your life, and it's just amazing where he leads you.
Right.
You think you did it,
right?
When you open up the scriptures, and there it is, and like, wow. Wow, God, that was awesome.
This is cool, too, that by doing it, you begin to be faithful, that all of a sudden your whole family now abides with God, and alone with God,
mm-hmm.
and you all even come together and share about it, right?
That's right. Yeah, we sure do. We all come together at the same time every week, get together as a family, my wife, my two children, and we talk about what God said to us that week.
Does God speak to everybody in your family?
Every one of them, yep.
And what's their ages?
With
the children.
Yeah. Yeah, right. My 10-year-old son, my 14-year-old daughter.
Right. Isn't that awesome, though, to know that God is speaking to your whole family?
Yeah.
you're out there, you're listening right now, you're thinking, man, I didn't think that was possible. I thought you had some lesson plan or something. You had some little study guide or something. I didn't know that you can have a simple plan that even a 10-year-old can do and hear from God, hear the voice of God. Listen, we're called to hear his voice. If you don't have a plan, we have a simple plan for you. It's available at iabide.org. It's free. Request it today. Go to iabide.org. Request your plan. It'll be sent to you immediately in your email. iabide.org.